Matthew 16, verses 13 to 19. Son of man, son of God. When Jesus arrived in the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "What are people saying about who the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some think he is John the Baptizer," says Elijah. "Some Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." He pressed them, "And how about you? Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter said, "You're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus came back, "God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answers out of the books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, lets you in on the secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are, really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church. And a church so expansive that with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any and every door. No more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven."
Well done, Ryan. Well done, well done. So, Abby, I'm going to invite Abby up to give us a little talk.
And I'm going to move this so that I can see what it is I'm meant to be reading. So, we have been thinking for the last few all-age services about names and about how Jesus gives different people different names. And what Jackie showed us then was that actually sometimes it's not just names that we have, we have some tags that we take around with us. And we talk about tags online quite a lot. Does anyone know when we talk about tags online? What's a tag online? What's the internet? Well, maybe we'll start from there. So the internet is a place where you go and find out things. What's a tag?
I think it's a hashtag.
A hashtag. So we talk about hashtags. This is where we put a hashtag, a little symbol before something, and it helps us to find other things online. Yeah, so you have hashtag college kid. And what that does is it helps... College keys, sorry. Okay, so we have... a hashtag, and then we have a specific word, and that helps the computer to find the things that we want it to find. And sometimes it does it really well, and sometimes it does it less well. But that's because of the algorithms, and we won't go into that. So we have lots of tags. And actually, each one of us carries around some of these tags. We may not know about it. It may be if you ever look up your own name online, it can be a bit scary about all the tags that you are tagged in, all of the things that you are linked to, all of the titles that are given to you. But there may be some titles that you have that people call you. For example, I am a Mrs. And what does that say about me? Does anyone know what it means when I say I am Mrs.? Ruth, what do you think?
When you say you're a missus, it means you're married, and when you say you're a miss, it means you're not married.
Yeah, so we use that to help to define my relationship status in sometimes. So I am a missus because I have married somebody. His name's Steve, he's very nice. So you know. There are some other things that we use. Perhaps, has anybody heard of a doctor? A doctor. We've heard of doctors. What does that tag, what does that title tell us about somebody? Ryan?
They have a part or something.
They have a part to play? They have a PhD. Ooh. Some of them. A medical doctor doesn't have to have a PhD, but we won't go down that one. So, doctor, it means that they have studied very hard on something. And often when we hear the tag, doctor, we think of somebody who is in medicine, somebody who can help us in that way. But Jesus, in this passage, gives Simon a very special tag, a very special name. He gives him the tag Peter. Ben, do you know what Peter means? No? What about anyone else? Joshua? We've already had this. I'm testing how well you listened.
The mighty rock of Odin.
Not of Odin. The mighty rock. It does indeed. It means the mighty rock. Now, when Jesus called Simon Peter, when he gave him that name, he wasn't talking about little rocks. He was talking about a very big rock, a specific rock, a Petros, which was used as the bedrock, the foundations of a building. So this was a really important title. But what I find really interesting about Jesus and Simon Peter is that he uses Simon and he uses Peter. So Simon is his name and it means listen, which is a good one. But he also uses Peter because that is the title that Peter, Simon Peter, is going to grow into. And I think it's really important when we listen later on, because Jesus actually uses it, both of Simon Peter's names in really important ways. Simon is really, really cool. One of the reasons that lots of people like Simon is that he's really human. So he does a lot of things in the Bible that makes him really relatable for us. We understand where he's coming from. He is super excited about Jesus, which makes him do really silly things at times. He gets so excited that at one point he's going, you know what, Jesus, I'm going to fight for you. And he cuts off somebody's ear, not suggesting that that's something that we do. But he gets really excited about things. But he also gets things really wrong. And one time when he gets it really wrong is when he denies Jesus. And Jesus has already told him he's going to do this. But when he does this, he calls him Simon. So Jesus and Peter and the rest of the disciples, after our reading today, they're having a big thing. And Jesus says, actually, you know what? You're going to deny me. He says, Simon, Simon, Simon. And he uses Simon. Simon, Simon, Simon. You're going to deny me. And Peter, Simon Peter goes, no, I won't. Because at this moment, he believes that he is Peter. He's got it all sorted. Jesus has given him his title. He is Peter. He can do it. But Jesus is reminding him that, yes, he is Peter, but he's also Simon. And he's going to get things wrong. But that doesn't mean that he isn't still important. And he will grow into being Peter. We each of us have a name. Do you all know your own names?
Yeah.
That's good. So you all have your own name. And this is the name that we have. And it's a name where, yes, we love Jesus. But we also get things wrong. And then we have another name, which Jesus gives us, which we grow into. It's our title. It's the thing that Jesus has in store for each of us. And some of us know what it is. Maybe it's vicar. I know. Big one to grow into. Maybe it's sister. Maybe that's the most important tag that Jesus has got for you. Maybe it's friend. Maybe that's the important tag that Jesus has for you. Maybe you don't know what your title is yet, but Jesus does. And it goes back to that thing that Jackie was saying, is that underneath all of it, we are all a child of God. He has a title in mind for each of us that we will grow into, and we may make mistakes. But at the end of the day, we are his children. Each one of us holds that tag. Each one of us is loved by God, and he thinks that we are great. And he wants us to grow into that greatness, whatever it might be. And we'll each have a different tag. We'll each have a different thing that God has given us to grow into. And it's going to be really exciting to work out what that is. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. But we can continue to ask Jesus, how do you want me to grow? How can I be your child? What is it, Jesus, that you have in store for me? We're going to go into a time of prayer, but we're going to do this in an interactive way because we're all together and we like to do that. Or I like to do that, and I force you guys to do that. And I've got Jesus' name, because this is a title that Jesus has. Got J-E-S. J-E-S-U-S. And in our time of prayer, I want us to be thinking about how is it, what's going on in the world at the moment that we need to pray into? How is it that we can be used to help? So I've got the J for justice. What is it in the world that is happening that God needs us to work into? What justice or injustice? It's happening in the world that we need to pray into. Yes, Jesse.
Polluting by smoking.
So maybe it is an ecological thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to add it onto post-it notes and add it onto our justice. And I'm going to put a hashtag justice so you remember that that's what that is. E is a tag for empathy. So that means how we feel about each other. What is it that Jesus is wanting us to feel for each other? Are there people around you that need your empathy? Are there people who are in times of hardship? Are there people who you want to celebrate with? What empathy is it that we give? S is our Savior. Our Savior. We know that we are saved, and that's one thing that we can celebrate. Who is it that you think that Jesus is calling us to get alongside so that they may see his face as Savior? U is for universal. God is the universal God of everything. What else is happening in the world that you think that needs prayer for? That we haven't already covered. That's all right. You can hold it and write it on a post-it note. Jesse, nothing is ever irrelevant. I'm sure it is. All right, Mum. And the final S is for... What do you think it's for, Ruth?
Superpowered Jesus power.
Superpowered That's better than mine. So we're going for superpower, Jesus power. What else is there in this that we want to pray for? Because Jesus is superpower, Jesus power. What else is there that we need prayer for? So I'm going to write those hashtags down. I'll tell you later. So we're going to have all of these things. I've got some post-it notes which we can give out, so you don't have to go far if you don't want to move. That's okay. We're going to have some music being played just while we're thinking about that. And so we're thinking about justice, about empathy, who needs Jesus in their life to save them, what else is going on in our universe that needs work, and just Jesus. Where do we need his superpower to shine through? Shine was where I was going with that. So it works quite well. So where does Jesus need to shine through? And we're going to take just a couple of minutes to do that.